I did just get a text during the show that Sean from the Stillwater
Patch
is going to call in about the bridge.
Oh, excellent.
So in a You Think We're Stupid segment, just like
we're
that.
Not so stupid after
not
all.
Not so stupid after all. Sean from the Stillwater Patch was listening, so he is going to call in and tell us about his meeting with Michelle Bachmann and Gary Kreisel and Lisa Week.
Great.
I know. There are a bunch of events happening in the area this week, from Brine's Bocce Ball to Rivertown Inn segments. We have our on-the-street reporter, Reed Housley, calling in from, I don't know what city she's in Texas, but this is what she does. This is the beauty of the internet. She can tell us what's happening in the Stillwater area from
right.
Texas. Hello, Reed.
Hello.
How are you? Hello. You sound. Are we waking you up?
No. Kind of. Maybe a little.
Yeah. Tell us, I got the video and the picture from you yesterday. Don't really know where you are and what you were doing with all this cattle. Where were you yesterday?
I was in the Fort Worth Stockyards.
For?
We were just going down there and taking a tour of it. So.
Well, that's what you do when you go to Texas, Karin. You tour the stockyards.
And you ride a Brahma bull or what
was
it?
Yeah, it's like a mini old west. It's really cool.
A mini old west?
Mini Old West.
Oh, like Old West. Oh, I see.
I was on a steer.
Oh, that was a steer? I'll put that picture up on my Facebook. I have to ask for her permission or she gets mad at me.
Yeah, you can use that one.
Yes.
I want to see it.
That one's okay. She has to, every time I take a picture, grab my phone and then, like,
and look at
approve
it.
Them or delete them.
I know someone else who does that.
I don't do that.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I like, you know, approval before I'm displayed too much on the internet.
Okay, you have events happening in the Stillwater area. Tell us what's going on in the next week or so.
Okay, so Saturday we have the Brine's annual Bocce Ball Tournament.
Bocce ball, sorry.
I can't believe that because every year when it's time for this Bocce Ball Tournament, there's like 2 feet of snow on the ground.
I know, it's going to be no snow.
It's weird.
So that's 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. all day. Go down and enjoy a Bloody Mary. And then there's the Water Street Inn Bridal Fair. I think it's Friday, so never mind about that one.
No. Oh, yeah, that one's already yesterday.
Oh, we missed it.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Then Saturday, you can take a cooking class at the Rivertown Inn at 1. So you might have to get in there pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It's Mexican.
Mm.
And they can call the Rivertown Inn at 430-2955. I think there's still some room available. It's $75 per person.
Yes, correct. And then on February 23rd from 5 to 8:30 p.m., it's Ladies Night Out. So you just grab your girlfriends and go downtown. And then on February 26th, there's the St. Croix Valley Wedding Showcase. So it's $7 to get in it's at the courthouse, historic courthouse. And there's prizes and there's a style show, photography, cake samples, wedding vendors. And all the proceeds go to help the courthouse.
The historic courthouse, we tried to get him on, and that's next Saturday from noon to 4:30 at the historic courthouse. And where can they get more information for that?
They can go to the Washington County website.
We know that one, Julie.
Yep, and they have a tab there for the historic courthouse.
co.washington.mn.us. If anybody's actually looking for any county information across the state, that's all you have to do is type in co.hennepin.mn.us or Washington or Dakota or Ramsey.
Yep.
That's how we do it here. Anything else coming up?
Well, you know, there's one more in Woodbury. There is CPR hands-only training classes. So if you'd like to take a CPR class, there's one on February 25th and February 27th.
And where do we get information on that?
You can go to the Woodbury, www.ci.woodbury.mn.us.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Reed Elizabeth. When are you coming home?
I will be home on Sunday.
Oh, Oh, good. Okay, I will see you Sunday. Thank you so much. Okay. Have fun. Say hello to Phil Fox.
Sounds good.
Okay, bye-bye.
Sounds good.
Oh, my earphones, they just, oh, I can't hear myself. Oh, well, I'll just hear myself talk regular. Yeah, she's in Texas. I hate when I can't hear myself. There we
go. I know. Sometimes you have to jiggle them just the right way.
Okay, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we are selling real estate. So if you're coming to the St. Croix Valley for any of the events that are happening, we have houses to look at. Bevy of beautiful homes at KarenHousleyHomes.com. We would be happy to show any of them to you.
And we're adding more every day. So if there's, you know, inventory is still down. Pending sales are up and inventory is down. So we are actually at only about 4.6 months of inventory.
That's really down.
In single family homes, right. So if you don't see something on the market right now that appeals to you, give us a call because we may have something kind of in our back pocket, like we like to say in real estate. We may know of something that could fit your needs that's just not on the market yet.
Yes, we have actually quite a few. There's
a
new one on Lake Malibu that I went to tour the other day, and one of the most beautiful homes on Lake Malibu. It's if anybody's looking over there.
We have a great two-story vintage home in a nice quiet neighborhood in Stillwater that's not on the market yet. So these are the kinds of things you can find out about if you just give us a call.
How is the market right now, Julie?
Awesome.
Is it awesome? Oh, your favorite word, awesome.
Awesome. Actually, if you have a home to sell or you want to buy something $120,000 and below, that's the price range with the strongest sales. Those sales are up 50.1% in the last 12 months. Pending sales in the Twin Cities region overall are up 11.8%, almost 12%. Price range that is selling the quickest right now are homes priced between $190,000 and $250,000. So if you have a home that is in that price range, you are going to be in luck for a quicker sale than the other segments. But good news, too, for people selling over $1 million, those are selling in an average of 187 days. And you probably remember just probably 3 years ago, that was over 4 years.
4 years.
Those homes were taking to sell. So that's really good news for people in that segment of the market, too. Market-wide, inventory levels are down almost 28%.
Yay!
The property type that lost the least inventory was single family. And this is very interesting because we have not heard good news for townhome and twin home sellers for a long time. They are the ones with the strongest sales right now. Their sales are up 13.3% for folks selling townhomes and twin homes.
Speaking of, we have one of those in our back pocket, too. One of those beautiful brick townhomes in Dancing Waters.
That's right.
With the elevator that goes up.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you like to tell your friends you have an elevator in your house?
Mm-hmm. Right from your garage right on up. Those are beautiful.
They are very, very nice.
I hardly wait to get that one on the market.
Yes, yes.
And I think what we did learn from Gary Keller at our convention was the market isn't going to, we are going to be stuck right here. We're at the bottom. We're going to be stuck here for years. He said 8 to 9 years. We aren't going to go any lower, but what will increase is going to be interest rates.
Yeah, because they can't get any lower.
Mm-hmm.
They really can't.
Nope.
So we're going to skim along the bottom, and interest rates will go up, but we really aren't going to see a huge housing recovery until we see job growth, which is going to take, I think Gary made a good point, a new industry or a big expansion of an industry that we already have. Maybe oil and gas, but seems like our current country leaders aren't really in favor of that. So
you know what? I want to find that stat. It's right here in my book because he said right now the country is adding on Obama's job growth. Last year we added 150,000 jobs per month.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like we're getting people back to work. But in order to get our economy back, we have to add 300,000 jobs per month for the country.
Right.
So if you break that down per state, we're going to have to add 4,000 jobs more per state than we already are. So if you take that to the state of Minnesota, 4,000 more, which means 8,000 total that we would have to add. You break it down to even further, that's Minneapolis and St. Paul, which is where most of the jobs are. So 2,000 per city. I mean, how are you going to, it's true, it's going to take a new industry to create 2,000 more new jobs every month in Minneapolis and St. Paul. So,
or an expansion of an industry we have. And I'm thinking that the $4 to $5 a gallon gas they're talking about probably isn't going to help with those numbers. So,
I'm also thinking one more thing for the state of Minnesota, and you know how excited I am about that redistricting. But if we could make our state of Minnesota more business friendly, maybe we could take some of those businesses from North and South Dakota back.
Oh,
there was my political moment. when we come back, we are going to talk So You Think We're Stupid.
No, they think we're stupid. Governor Dayton thinks we're stupid.
Oh, that's who the they is you're talking
about. That's who they is. The media thinks we're stupid.
Apparently,
they think we're stupid because they're telling us stuff that's not true, and I guess we're supposed to believe it.
We're also going to talk to Sean Hogendorf, the editor of the Stillwater Patch online magazine. And then we're going to talk to Happy Gilmore, who is in the lead for the Hockey Shorty Awards, which are coming up here soon. So stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Karin Housley Show. I'm Karin Housley here with Julie Johnson. And Julie, joining us from the Stillwater Patch is Sean Hogendorf. Hello, Sean.
Hi, good morning, Karin.
I'm good.
Hello.
You were out... I just wanted to touch on this quickly, and thank you so much for listening that you heard that I was talking about you and calling in. Stillwater Bridge, what's the update on that? And I know you were out with Michelle Bachman and Gary Creasel and Lisa Week at the Dunn Brothers. I saw your pictures on the Stillwater Patch. Tell me what you found out.
Well, you know, there's not a whole lot new going on. You know, the vote to come to the House floor is still in question as to when that will happen. What I found out with the meeting with the county commissioners and Michelle Bachman was, you know, Michelle Bachman really believes this is the time that this is going to be passed through the House. I think she's citing, you know, the unanimous way it passed through the Senate committee on a voice vote. But right now it's before a transportation committee, and they're looking at whether or not it will be you know, a suspension calendar vote, which would or a full House vote. So that's, I think, really the technical where it stands right now.
Sean, you always have Stillwater News on your Stillwater Patch. Tell us where we can find, because you have, I mean, you're updating. I saw it like 3 a.m. You're updating. I love the Stillwater Patch website. Tell us where they can find it.
It's at stillwater.patch.com. So, or if you Google Stillwater Patch, we'll come right up. So,
no, you do come right up. That's how I find you.
Yeah.
Can I have you on again next week? I think we should have like a 2-minute Stillwater Patch update every week. How about that?
Yeah, I'd love that. That'd be great.
Okay, so we're going to have you on. That was your 2-minute update this week. You get to pick the one story and you get to go with it 2 minutes every week.
All right, that sounds great, Karin.
Thanks so much, Sean. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right.
Okay.
Take
care. Bye-bye. Now, also, you've got some celebrity update stuff.
Oh, are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Well, don't be shocked, but I actually found something Charlie Sheen and I agree on.
Yes?
Ashton sucks.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a quote.
Whoa.
Yep, he said, Charlie Sheen said this week that he is tired of pretending that Ashton isn't doing a terrible job. He said he feels bad for Ashton because he's the victim of bad writing, and I would have to agree. Bobby Brown will attend Whitney Houston's funeral after all, which, by the way, I hear is going to be televised on the internet.
I can hardly wait for
that. It's ridiculous. Whitney's family did not want Bobby to attend, but he has been given the green light. The oddest thing, though, he's going to go to Whitney's funeral, and then he's going to hop on a private plane and go perform at an Indian casino in Connecticut.
Jeez.
I don't know, private plane and Indian casino and funeral and concert. It's all just really strange. Nick Cannon is going to be stepping down from his radio show. He has blood clots in his lungs, and he's been told that if he doesn't cut back on his work schedule, it's going to be bad for his health. So that's kind of interesting. And I have one more, because I know how you like to have the sneak peek at things. A few names have been released for the Celebrity Apprentice new season. Debbie Gibson, Arsenio Hall, Clay Aiken, and more. I know.
I can't remember the words.
I think we're alone now.
I think we're alone now. And we did watch the Grammys the other night. And there's also, now, there are the things called the Shorty Awards for Twitter users. The Shorty Awards.
I didn't know.
I didn't either until my daughter Reed has been obsessed with following Happy Gilmore, Eric Miller. Hello, Eric. Are you on the line? Uh-oh, I can't hear Eric.
That's okay. Reed will get them for us. I may actually start following Twitter if there's somebody interesting tweeting about hockey. I didn't even think about that.
Eric, whose name is underscore happy underscore Gilmore, he's a former hockey player turned professional golfer, and he loves Subway like Reed. he hates Shooter. I hate Shooter. I don't know if Reed can get him on or not. Let me see.
Well, he's working on it.
Happy Gilmore, are you there?
No.
We've lost
him,
maybe.
It's just you and I.
Okay, so let's go to They Think We're Stupid segment.
Yeah, they must think we're stupid because I heard them talking about this on public radio last week. Governor Dayton has a brilliant plan. Part of his job creation plan is giving a tax credit to companies that hire unemployed people. I don't know how that falls under job creation.
Let me think about that.
Yeah, that makes no sense to me at all. Candidate Obama is talking about cutting taxes for 95%, or he promised to cut taxes for 95% of Americans. But according to the Tax Policy Center, 76 million Americans who file income tax returns don't pay any taxes. That's 46.4% of people who file returns don't pay any taxes. So that math kind of doesn't make sense to me. Also, Karen, you know about runaway health spending.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, health spending has been decreasing for the last 10 years.
It has?
By quite a bit. Yep. Yep.
Well, what isn't decreasing are the number of users on Twitter. And we do have underscore hockey underscore Gilmore, Eric Miller, on the phone. Hello, Eric. Sorry we cut you off.
That's all right, Karen. How are you?
I am good. Tell us what these Shorty Awards are. And then we have to get everybody to vote for you because you're in the lead for the hockey portion of it. What are the Shorty Awards?
Exciting. The Shorty Awards are pretty much just, they're like a way to kind of honor, you know, because there's like the Grammys and the Emmys and you know, there's a lot of focus in social, or, you know, more publicized media, you know, movies, music, and stuff like that. There really isn't any kind of, you know, glorified online, you know, social media award, which, you know, as we all know, is becoming very, you know, very popular nowadays, you know, with Facebook and Twitter and Foursquare and, you know, all these applications that are pretty much on your phone with you wherever you go.
When are the Shorty Awards? When are they going to announce the winners?
Today is actually the last day for voting.
Oh, yes. Get on, Pippin.
I know. And the gala event, which is in New York City, is, I believe, in March, in the latter part of March, like the 23rd, 24th, somewhere around there.
We're going to get all of our listeners to vote for you, and then you're going to have to stream the video, okay?
That would be excellent. Well, it's obviously streamed online, the gala event. Last year, you know, they had, like, Kiefer Sutherland was there. You know, Jim Gaffigan, like, big comedians. You know, there were a lot of cool people that actually showed up to present awards. And, you know, Twitter's huge, you know? I mean, it's really kind of taken over as just a way, like, you know, I think it's a better interaction medium than Facebook, quite honestly, because
I love that your acceptance speech can only be 140 words.
I know.
That's funny.
I know. I think that's pretty clever on their part.
Now, why did you decide to use the name Happy Gilmore? Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you chose Happy Gilmore.
Well, you see, the problem is that I tweet about a lot of stuff. You know, mainly I'm a sports nut. You know, I grew up playing hockey like my whole life. You know, and I just, you know, kind of related to the character a little bit more, rather than, you know, and it's easier to kind of like get your ideas and your thoughts out there if you're using like an alias, unfortunately, because how many people are going to want to read funny, you know, tweets about hockey or football, you know, coming from Eric Miller as opposed to, you know, Happy Gilmore, you know. So it unfortunately, the way that it worked out, you know, it was an easier platform to kind of like, you know, jump off of, because, you know, you can be kind of rude and crude and not really worry about anyone, you know, chastising you about about things, because you kind of have a little bit of a curtain, you know, to hide behind.
Well, we're going to get all of our listeners to quickly vote for you in the Shorty Awards, shortyawards.com, and you got to vote for underscore happy underscore Gilmore Eric Miller. Thank you so much for joining us, Eric. I'm going to tweet it out right after the show.
Thank you, Karin. I really appreciate the help, guys.
Okay, my daughter follows you religiously. She thinks
I love reading. I love reading.
Thanks so much, Eric. Happy Gilmore. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
All right, good luck.
Take care.
Bye-bye. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we are selling real estate back at KarinHousleyHomes.com. And you're shaking your head because we are selling.
Yes, we are. We are selling.
Look, there was a phone call. That was a phone call to look at a property.
Yay.
I know. We're selling homes.
We are.
KarinHousleyHomes.com. Please visit us. Give us a call, 651-430-0400, or email us at info@KarinHousleyHomes.com, and we would be happy to show you any of the... We'd be happy to talk about they think we're stupid.
Oh, yeah. We'll fill you in on just about anything. Just ask.
Demi Lovato is not going back into treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Lopez was tweeting the picture of her boyfriend, but she took it off.
Makes me sad.
We can talk about a lot of things if you just give us a call at 651-430-0400. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next Saturday. Turco Travels next.